And time for the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Shindig 2010 champion, the Owells. Live on CITR. Thanks for coming out. Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Do you want to introduce yourself for the listeners out there in Radioland?
Okay. Sure. I'm Molly Griffin, and I play the guitar and ukulele, and I sing and write songs. Nathan?
My name is Nathan Rice, and I play drums and percussion.
And I'm Sarah Jickling, and I play the keyboards and sing and write songs, too.
And I'm Daniel, and I play bass.
Awesome. And you guys are the Owells Shindig 2010 champion.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, of course. Tell me a bit about Shindig. I don't know. I don't even know what the question would be. How was it? It was fun, right? It has to be good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun until the last day when it got serious and stressful.
Yeah. Did it actually got serious? Like just within
a little bit.
The band yourself? Or was it with the people there, or you think? Or
a little bit within the band. We didn't really admit it.
Right.
But we were all freaking out inside.
Yeah. So the first show, was the first show kind of like, oh, whatever, we'll play it, it'll be fun?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And then when you won, you were just kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
And the same like, with the sec.
I cried. We never won anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, so all in all, but it was fun, though, when you did win. And how did you find out about Shindig?
Our manager told us about it. Ginger. And she's also in the room. You can say stuff.
Yeah. She had to yell pretty much.
How did you find out about it?
I go to UBC.
She goes to UBC. And she knew about
it. She knows about it. That's great. So it was tons of fun. Well, let's talk a bit about how did the band get started? When did this happen?
Well, yes, Molly and I met in grade 9 in art class.
Oh,
and we just decided to make a band for fun. I think like our first song was like about Daniel Radcliffe or something ridiculous that. But then as time went by, we started recording songs and we put them online, and then people started listening to them at our school and they were like, oh, I really like your band. And so we started playing shows, and then we found some people to play bass and drums.
Right.
And yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so what was there a name for the first band, or was it always just been the O'Wells, or has it always just
been? It's always been the O'Wells.
Yeah.
Forever and always.
Yeah. And do you still have songs about Daniel Radcliffe?
No.
Why not?
Well, I wasn't even in on that one. I got it. Yeah. That was all Sarah.
Oh, there. Yeah, no. It was Daniel Radcliffe's birthday. I don't know. But wait, we talk about Harry Potter in one of our songs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still in there.
Yeah. How long? Okay, so how long ago was that? Great, a couple.
About 4 years ago. Yeah.
We're in grade 14 now.
Yeah, we're 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Oh, very nice. And you've been before Shindig, were you guys playing shows around or here and there?
Yeah, we had started in Vancouver once we graduated, so for the last year.
Yeah.
We'd been playing around Vancouver, and Ginger started getting us better and better gigs, and some ridiculous ones.
Yeah, is there
any really
ridiculous ones you want to talk about?
Swimming pool in Langley.
Oh, yeah, that sounds actually all right.
Oh, yes. No? Strip club.
Oh.
Grocery store.
Yeah. So the swimming pool, were you playing inside?
We were playing at the pool side.
But all on the side, not with the pool. So were people swimming in?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
It was just kids swimming. No one was listening.
Oh, yeah.
The bike park was weird because everyone was just like BMX biking.
Yeah. We played a bike park too.
Yeah.
Because that would be weird because, yeah.
Yeah. But the grocery store was probably the weirdest.
Because that was our first U.S. gig. And we were really excited because we thought it was a whole like fair thing, and it was a grocery store. It was like playing at Choices.
And so that was it. You just showed up. Do they normally have bands playing there?
They have a little stage, but it's like the stage faces kind of like the aisle. And
yeah.
Like people with their shopping carts going down, like, good job, guys.
So people must be kind of nice because they're just shopping with it.
Yeah. No, it was actually, it was a fun gig.
Yeah.
We got Dairy Queen after.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a good time.
No regrets.
Yeah. But the pool one must be interesting because you didn't get, you know, splash or anything, did you?
No, they had a little area that we could play in. And also, since no one was listening, we just kind of did whatever we wanted, which was good. Good time for that.
Oh, that's awesome. We are live on the air in studio with the O'Wells, and they have another song to play for us.
It's
Thank you.
Closure.
I'm on fire. I'm on a roll that keeps rolling on because I'm inspired. Not by the look in your eyes, but by the look in mine. It's a look I've been looking past for a long, long time. door, 'cause I'm not convinced that you're the one I've been waiting for. No, I'm not convinced that I'm the one you've been waiting for. So I'll watch the plastic stars and some other boy's ceiling. He won't know how to hurt my feelings. You can buy a cat with someone else and make room for her in your house. And I'll stop crying about the days we spent together in the rain, 'cause those days are over now and something big is coming.
Live on CITR, Shindig Champion of 2010. And so I was talking about the Shindig shows. I've seen you play three of them. One of the most interesting thing, cover song you did was the Office theme song.
Yeah.
Which was, whose idea was it? Or why? I assume you liked the show.
Yes. We all like the show.
It's Dan's favorite show. Like, he's really obsessed with it.
So did you just, like, at one point in practice, you just decided to go, oh, let's do the
yeah.
Well, did you, yeah. Yeah. That's,
well, we had a like a big show in the summer, and that was like our special opener.
It was our surprise song.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we just like that song. Probably Nathan suggested it. He suggests really random songs to cover. Sometimes we listen.
Catchy, toe-tapping. Can't go wrong.
And everyone likes The Office. Well, a lot of people do anyway. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was just remembering when that was happening. It was like a lot of people. Like, I think it took some people a while to figure out what that was. Like, what the hell? What is that? It sounds familiar. But in any case. And so that was. Do you guys do a lot of covers or here and there or no?
Yeah, we have a pretty good set of, or like we try to at least have one or two covers in a set list.
Yeah, I mean, do you usually like cover bands you like, or I guess just random things you like, or just whatever?
Well, we try to get songs that most people know, because like when you're at a concert and you don't know any of the songs, it's like, yeah, when a song comes on, you know you want to dance.
Right. Do you find that with bands you see or you want to see if they play?
Yeah.
If you just hang out.
Yeah. If all of a sudden they're playing like your favorite 80s hit, you're like, yes. Yeah. The best.
Yeah. What is your favorite 80s hit?
Well, the one that we cover is Walk Like an Egyptian,
right.
But yeah. Really can't choose a favorite 80s hit.
All of them are your favorites?
There's too many great ones.
Too many.
Okay. So now that you are one shindig, have you talked to the Hive yet at all, or about recording?
Oh, not yet. We emailed them. Our manager Ginger has.
So do you have enough songs that?
Yes.
Oh yes, we have a lot of songs.
Yeah. Like have you? Because you get about I don't know exactly how that works. You get like 20 plus hours, and I don't know. Like, do you have certain songs? Have you thought about what songs you want to have it recorded?
Well, there's quite a few songs that we want to record. So
we just recorded 5 for our new EP that's coming out, but we still have lots more. We had like a list of 10 or something, then we had to like narrow it down. So definitely, there's ones that we still want to record.
Oh, right, awesome. Where did you record your EP, the first one?
Hip Joint
Production.
But it's one of the guys who works for them, and he wanted to do just some other bands, some other kind of music, so he just kind of does that by himself. And
Phil.
Shout out to Phil.
Best.
He's awesome.
Wait,
and yeah, he
name, right?
gave
yeah.
us a nice deal mm-hmm. to get some songs recorded properly in a studio and everything, and he's mixing them and stuff, and we're gonna get them next week and start pressing CDs and stuff.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. That's awesome. Do you have a title for it? Do you have things figured out? No?
We've been trying to
figure
out a title.
We have an EP release party on January 20th at the railway.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, very nice. Who are you? Do you know who you... what day of the week is it?
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday. And who are you playing with? Is anyone...
I think we're still trying to find a band for sure play for us.
Places with Faces is the name of one of the bands playing with us.
Yeah.
Nice. We don't know the other band.
So it's soon to be released CD with a soon to be named title and soon to be named lineup. it's well, I mean, you got a month and it's Christmas. It's close to the holidays. Like, who's gonna?
Yeah.
It's hard to get things organized. Do you guys have any plans for the holidays? Veg?
No.
Do nothing. That's great.
Oh, there's a Harry Potter Yule Ball going in Vancouver that I think I want to go to.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I guess people just all dress up like Harry Potter.
It's a ball.
Yeah, but so you have to dress up like a Harry Potter character.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah. Or just like wizarding stuff.
Wizardy stuff. Yeah.
Last time I looked like David Bowie.
We also we have sorry, go
oh,
ahead.
No. After you, madam.
Yeah.
We have a Christmas show as well on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Another thing we're doing.
Like. On Christmas?
No.
Yeah.
Saturday.
This Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
This Saturday. Whereabouts?
In White Rock, our hometown for most of us.
Yeah, okay. Whereabouts?
At the Mocha House in Grandview Corners.
Okay. Tell me about it. What is a Mocha House? It's somebody's house?
It's a coffee shop.
Oh, it's a coffee shop. Okay. Yeah. And do they normally have things going on there? People
no,
playing?
They're doing this just special for us because we had... the show booked at another coffee shop, and then it went out of business. So they are like, we have a friend who works there, and she said, I'll help you guys out.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's very nice. Speaking of Harry Potter's, you did play the wizards. Were you thinking those? No.
I was worried when they went on, because I was like, I actually really like these guys. Yeah, they were extremely entertaining
and
fun. And it was awesome.
And they had a dragon.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, this is just like Harry Potter. It's amazing.
Pretty much what
it was. Are there dragons in Harry Potter? I don't know. I've never read Harry Potter.
Oh,
I've never
there's
seen
dragons.
There are
you
dragons.
Have not. Oh.
I've not seen. I've seen
anymore.
The first movie. That's about it. There was like a lot of people flying in brooms and playing ball. That's all
it's
I remember.
Dragons, dragons, and dragons.
But I heard the movie gets better, and the book gets better.
Don't even try with the movies.
You have to read the book?
Just read the books.
Okay. Well, I'll get right on it.
Then watch the movies.
Then
try with the
But just
movies.
Don't take the movies to represent Harry Potter properly.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
We're very serious.
I can tell. The Old Wells, live on CITR Shindig, 2010 winner, and Harry Potter serious. I don't know what the word is.
It's mentioned in
serious... readers, I have to say
fanatics.
Fanatics, yes.
Potterheads.
Potterheads.
Potheads.
Potheads, yeah. Hairy potheads. All right. You got another song for us?
All right. It's called Is It Too Late to Apologize?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yes, I've seen that movie 13 times, and yes, that kid show makes me cry. And if we ended up with matching socks and shoes, that would be fine. And yes, I do sing One in Wonders in the hallways. Don't you understand that when they paint the doors gray, 80s hits bring back the color? And I could change, but I'm too tired, and I'm just not feeling inspired. And I'm sorry. So have that girl from English class. She's good at sports and she'll make you laugh. But wait before you say goodbye, would you let me apologize? I'm sorry that my voice is sometimes high-pitched. I'm sorry for those really awkward lines. Sorry that sometimes I just stop talking and act things out like I'm some sort of mime. And yes, I think that ghosts exist and haunted houses make me wish that I was somewhere else, like in the 50s, and that you were with me. And yes, I am a little lazy, and J.K. Rowling does amaze me. I'd read those books till I went crazy. You can laugh, but it won't faze me. I could change, but I'm too tired, and I'm just not feeling inspired. And I'm sorry. So have that girl from science class. She's really smart, she's good at math. But wait before you say goodbye, would you let me apologize? You did things the way you should. You deserve a girl from Hollywood. Think you understand that I am kinda stuck the way I am. And I will change for you.
Live on CITR Shindig 2010 winner. What was I gonna say? I can't remember now. I do have this thing here that I totally forgot, which I'll give to you later. Normally we give people trophies. And it's really just a silly little thing with a plaque on it. I forgot
to
bring it.
That's not silly at all.
That's the best thing ever.
And this one is special because my friend made it from leftover trophy parts. Well, not necessarily leftover, but just bits and pieces of other trophies. Normally we go for like a hunt at Valor Village and just find them. But which kind of sucks because we spent so much time getting them ready and took it down to the place to get them a plaque on them. And then I forgot to pick them up. And then by the time I thought about them, it was gone. So you have that to to hold on, whatever. It says 84 on it. It doesn't really mean anything.
Good year.
It is weird, but congratulations. And so you guys have a webpage. Is it how can people get a hold of you? Just before.
We do have a webpage. It is www.theowells.com. Yeah. And yeah, it has bookings, a bookings tab thing
right.
that you press, and it gives you Ginger's email, and
yeah.
you can contact us that way. Or and it has a MySpace link,
yeah.
and I think it has a YouTube link.
And YouTube link.
I think that's about it so
yeah.
far.
Yeah, but that's good though. That's. Do you guys like the new YouTube? Look, have you do you use YouTube? Not YouTube, sorry, MySpace. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. We were about to spend a whole bunch of money on getting our MySpace redone,
right.
and then like.
Oh, they changed it.
They
so.
Changed it, so we're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But the things are
nice.
In different weird different places now. But I guess you just get used to it.
Yeah, it's classy looking.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, what was it looking like before? Was it just pretty much a standard?
It was colorful.
It's better than average.
it's better than average.
Yeah, we tried with what we. Had that was free.
So are the songs on MySpace? It's not the EP stuff, is it?
Not yet. That'll be up as soon as we get them, I think.
Right now we have live recordings from a show that we played in the summer.
At the swimming pool.
Mm.
the kids splashing around.
Kids screaming.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
It
sounds like we're underwater.
That's basically it. So that'll be good. Oh yeah, so when that comes out, people can listen to it and go to your show. And on January 20th, and
yes.
purchase the album. You guys have one more song for
yes.
us?
Yes. It is called Secret Society.
What is that about? You can't tell.
No, it's a secret.
The Society.
CITR. Thanks for coming out.
Thank
website
you.
Is theowells.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And yeah, you can, that links to everything else. Playing a show on the 20th of January at the Railway Club, and this Saturday at was it Mocha something?
Mocha, the Mocha House.
The Mocha House, and Right Rock, Surrey, kind of thing.
Yep.
Be good. So yeah, thanks again for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
I hope you have a great holidays, New Year's, Christmas, everything.
We hope you do too.
Thanks. Any anything else you want to say?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
We love you.
Thanks to Shindig and CITR. Yeah. And the Academy.
The Academy, yeah.
Thanks to Ginger.
Thanks to Ginger. And I'd like to thank Irene for sound tonight, doing
thanks,
sound
Irene.
And everything.
Thank
and
you, Irene.
Coming up, Nick, is Ochre and Funk My Life after some music that's going to happen. And I guess now I'll give you your trophy.
Yay!
Yay. This has been live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.